Roller coastering. Mac McMack leaned over sideways in the yellow-orange traffic threader, his right elbow indenting the movable armrest, his left arm attached to the steering wheel, making little jerky motions as he wove through traffic and called out his thoughts to no one in particular. "Damn Cadillacs take up most of the road," he grumbled, his eyes sitting in the back seat. Scrunched my shoulder blades together, hoping to magically decrease the width of the cab so that it would not lodge between the caddy and a parked car. Mac puffed heartily on a cigarette, while I searched for the seat belts he had long ago surgically removed. "Damn old people complain about a 245 fare to take them 6 blocks," he said in response to an undecipherable call on the two-way. "They don't understand what it costs to drive one. Spent $157 for brakes last week." Mac's sandy ducktail hairdo was about the only neatly kept part of his being, and he was cutting corners, indeed driving over curves, to get where he was taking me. The muffler banged rhythmically on the underside of the cab. Mac started blowing his horn at a red car that was leaking over into his lane, and he never seemed to see anything more than half a block ahead, so unloading trucks and stalled vehicles immediately caused the cab to stop and Mac to start cussing again. He pulled up in a handicapped space at the post office so that I could pick up mail, and I hurried in, wondering whether my briefcase would still be waiting for me when I returned. Somehow, we got to the shop. I gave Mac a tip in gratitude for my life, then got out of his way. Last I saw of him, he was weaving across three lanes in his yellow-orange traffic threader and cursing the universe and all its purposeful obstacles.